Welcome, everybody, to Channel 9 Live Stage here at Microsoft Ignite. My name is Rick Claus.
My name is Seth Juarez. How are you doing, buddy?
Nice to join us. You just guys got off a build. You're now here.
That's right. I wanted to see, look, I'm a dev. I want to be more helpful to the IT pro.
Nice.
You know?
I love that.
They always come in and they're like, hey, Seth, what are you screwing up today? And so now I want to learn how to not screw it up.
Well, today what we're going to be doing here at the Channel 9 Live Stage, interdispersed in between all the different hot room sessions that are going to be live streamed over the net, we are going to be having interviews with a variety of different types of people. And I wanted to, first of all, fill you in on a couple of people that we have coming up after us. We're going to be having Simon May having a good discussion talking about inside identity and deployment with Windows 10. After that, we're going to have another hot room session. Coming back from that, we're going to have some Matt McSpirit talking about vNext of the data center platform with
cool.
Mr. Woolsey. And then just before the next keynote that's going to be coming up in the afternoon/evening is going to be some time with Mark Rusinovich with a view from the CTO of Azure.
He's fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be some really good stuff that's coming up.
I'm excited.
Now, this is interactive at Channel 9 Live Stage. So if you're actually here in Chicago, you are welcome to come down to the Channel 9 Live Stage. It's just in between where registration was, where the food is, and the expo hall here behind us. So you might see some random people kind of pop up in the screen behind us.
Yeah, we love the heckling.
It's always good.
That's right.
You're welcome to come on down and say hello. If you want to ask us questions online, obviously you can watch us at ignite.microsoft.com. But if you want to ask some questions to people that are up here being interviewed, you can do that by going to channel9.msdn.com, and there's a form there you can fill out. Or you're more than welcome to also reach us out on the Twitters. Now, the hashtag for Microsoft Ignite is MSIgnite, right? Mm-hmm. That thing's been flying like crazy all day long.
It's busy.
And leading up to it. It's absolutely crazy. So what we're going to do is we're going to obviously be keeping an eye on that one there. But if it's a question specifically for someone like, oh, I don't know, Simon that's coming up next, just simply use hashtag MSIgnite. CH9, so that we know that is a question that happens to be coming here.
And these shows are better if you ask questions. I mean,
we
love questions, and I love asking questions that, because I just make stuff up. Like, if I want to, I want to know what I want to know, right? But we want to know what you want to know, so please ask questions.
You got it, man. Now, how about a couple of quick things that came out of that keynote today?
So, for me, right, as a developer, when I hear cloud first, mobile first, I'm just thinking about the dev side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to write a mobile app. But I think the interesting part here when we talk about IT Pro is the whole infrastructure side.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced a lot of things when it comes to infrastructure for Azure, specifically putting it on-prem. How does that even work?
Well, you know, we're actually going to have Jeff Woolsey up talking about something that we call the Azure Stack.
Got it.
And the Azure Stack is the one where we had that really cool demo where you literally took your app and your environment that you had, that you would be taking your project and say deploy to Microsoft Azure.
Right.
You can take the exact same code as it is and simply take that and plop and deploy that inside your own data center environment. So that has a bunch of different underlying technologies. We're going to have Hyper-V for virtualization. We're going to have storage and storage spaces and scale-out file server to support the storage back end of that. You're going to have software-defined networking.
Holy cow.
We're actually going to be covering all of those individual technologies throughout the rest of this week. We get our first taste of it today with Woolsey coming up after this.
It's all black magic to me. All I know is that when I hit push and deploy and it's live,
mm-hmm.
it's like magical for me, so thank you.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely really, really cool.
Yeah.
Now, for me, actually, one of the things that I like is I always like seeing what's coming out with Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
Simon is going to be talking about Windows 10 stuff coming up here, but for me, it was some of the authentication stuff that they had.
Right.
Like, you know, remember you could do like Windows picture password kind of thing, nice mm-hmm. and simple? We've actually completely done something different, which you got a chance to see today with Joe Belfiore, which was Windows Hello. Remember that one there?
Yeah, I saw that originally. Now, that's pretty amazing.
I mean, he had to keep the camera covered up on the stage.
That's right.
Because it would have authenticated him and seen him there. But that's, again, that's not just biometrics. That's also like a two-factor authentication with a hard level security going on the actual workstation itself.
I just feel bad for the computer having to remember my face. You know? I feel bad for it. But if it works, it works, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, the other one that came up that was really, really cool, obviously, was the partner piece of that as well, called Microsoft Passport, to tie that all together. But you were saying that you were intrigued by some of the threat analytics things.
Yeah, so the biggest thing nowadays is it turns out that when it comes to security, a lot of people just doesn't feel like they're doing any kind of analysis. Mm-hmm. And I saw this really good UI on, oh, this user might be compromised
right.
because they're doing these things that are maybe not normal.
Right.
And so there was this whole UI on just sort of figuring out threat analysis
yeah.
kind of thing.
So that one there is actually Microsoft Advanced Threat Analytics. It's now available in preview. Now, I think I see Joey Snow is now just
come on over,
in.
Dude.
He's running back from the keynote. He has joined us.
You might need to scoot this down. You're going to be like super tall, and I'm going to feel really small.
Well, normally that's how it goes, right? I stand up next to you guys all the time.
Right. Yeah.
So you're there immediately coming back hot off the keynote. Now, we just shared the fact that we're going to get you to do some stuff with some hashtags that we were following all week, which is the hashtag Microsoft Ignite.
Yes.
Now, we're forking and making a special one just for questions. Which is Microsoft MS Ignite CH9
okay.
for all the live segment interviews.
All right,
just because we have a lot of friends that are watching on the ignite.microsoft.com site, they don't have the same facility to ask the questions directly like they do on the Channel 9 site.
Yes.
And so we're going to be going with MS Ignite CH9.
MS Ignite CH9, so there you go. You got questions, you can ask us.
You got it.
All right.
Now how about, well, we can talk about beer if you want, but what do you think, man?
Oh, wow. Is he? He's like really already trying to get out. Oh.
My issue is I'm thinking of the party that's going to be happening this evening, I guess, for the expo hall when that one there opens up.
So they can't hear you, so maybe you have to get really awkwardly close and talk in my mic. Would that be weird for you?
Yeah.
Are we not close enough for that yet? Oh.
He's getting in there quick. For the person that was talking about the Azure Stack deployment, the app deployment piece, I want to go back to that for a second.
I do, because to me it's black magic, so explain to me. If you have a lot of machines and there's like some special software you put on?
No, it's again, we're going to have someone upcoming to talk about it in depth, but it literally just is an interface that's going to be on top of your existing hypervisor solution with storage in the back end, and it just is able to go in and
see, manage. I don't even know what a hypervisor is.
Do we have you live now, buddy?
I'm so glad you guys can help me out with it.
Well, that's okay. I just learned to spell .NET the other day, so.
Yeah, there's a dot in there.
So give
D-O-T,
me
D-O-T, right?
Yeah, well, D-O-T. No, like the dot.
Period.
Oh.
That's the other word
period.
For it.
There
yeah,
you go.
Thank you.
So dude, like, give us some info, like, give us the inside scoop.
This was a crazy morning.
It was all about announcements, announcements, announcements. It was insane.
Yeah, and then there was this small period of time there, this little kind of break there as we showed off some really cool stuff, and then Brad comes at the end.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just announce one really cool thing that just absolutely lit up the Twitter sphere. No, he brings Jeff out to do another cool thing,
yeah.
And I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I'll be honest, I've seen a lot of this stuff, and
yeah.
I'd seen it all the way up, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then, you know, he comes out with Azure Stack.
Yeah.
And basically replicating.
Magic for me.
Magic. I mean, my magic. On-premises infrastructure deployed and managed the same way as I deploy and manage things out in Azure Land. It's
right.
It was mind-blowing. It was amazing.
I don't think people realize, like for a developer, I can go from my idea of a cat website to fully deployed on Azure in under 5 minutes. And now that you can do this on-prem too,
yes.
That's remarkable.
Now, we've got, just in case you're wondering from the scheduling perspective, 2:45 to 3:15, so a good 30 minutes
yes.
just with the Jeff Woolsey.
Yeah, and also remember coming up that we're going to carry Mark Rasinovich and Jeffrey Snover along with Jeremy Winter in their foundational session.
Correct.
And what's interesting is when we initially saw the title, I was like, oh, that's going to be a fun one, right? It's going to be Mark and Jeffrey kind of bantering back and forth. I have a feeling that foundational session, which we're going to be carrying live right here, not only on Channel 9, but also ignite.microsoft.com, has taken on a new meaning, given the last 20 or so minutes of that keynote.
If you're going to be here, if you're here physically at the location, you're going to want to get in early to make sure you get a seat. But even if you're not, everything will be streamed live. It will be
yes.
available on demand afterwards if you can't actually make that individual.
So did I hear that right? Mark and Jeffrey Snover at the same time?
Yes.
Is there going to be arm wrestling? Because this sounds really good.
I believe that's why Jeremy Winter is actually involved in the session.
Oh, got it.
He's the arbitrator.
Yes.
Okay, just the mediator.
Yes, absolutely. Now, of course, that would actually mean that Jeffrey and Mark actually have to admit that each other exists. And I'm not quite sure if that's really happening now, if we've gotten to that point now with the relationship.
There's going
to
be like a reality distortion field that's going to just blow up.
Maybe you should just
watch it online.
They're amazing together. I love working with those guys. And you want to talk about just the minds that are in that room. You know, we're talking container technologies. We're talking about Nano Server, and we're talking about the new Azure Stack stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just going to be a jam-packed session. I'm going to be glued to that session watching it live here. And then, as you mentioned, you're going to have the keynote man right here on the stage afterwards.
Yes, yes. With Rusinovich.
And Mr. Woolsey. Yes.
Mr. Woolsey, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just been, I'll tell you what, there were some big surprises for me in the reactions of what folks at home were kind of really picking up on. When we talked, when Brad got up and he showed that DLP demo, the demo about the rights management inside of the Outlook.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Like, that really, I mean, Twitter really lit up at that point. They're like, finally get it, you know? And obviously, there were a lot of things Gurdeep mentioned. He had some very quotable quotes, right? You think people are mobile, leave the phone on the desk, and let's see how, you know, it's still there when you come back. I mean, there was some fantastic stuff there. So
the cool thing was, like, the security stuff that I saw was pretty intriguing to me. Like, for example, when he was opening an email and he copied it and he pasted it to Word, it worked, and he would paste it somewhere else, because it's not just intrusion detection, but there's certain information that you need to keep private legally and also for your business. And it's cool that within our applications, irrespective of where they are, we protect that information. And that was cool for me, because as a developer, right, I'm thinking, I got to figure out a way to do this, but I can't do it across multiple applications.
Right, right.
But it looked like you could do that.
Well, now you have that integration and that cross connection, particularly between the Office applications, right? And it's something that the folks in IT have really been asking for from the Outlook perspective, right? When's it coming? When's it coming? Because we've had it across the other tools.
And right.
There it was, shown right on stage.
I love that they actually had on, if you haven't been there yet, just go to Brad Anderson's blog. He's actually got a blog post that lists off all the demos, all how they were done, how you can sign up for the previews if you don't have them yet, to be able to go off and try that one out.
You want to find that at...
It was Brad's Ignite Demos.
Brad's Ignite Demos.
Or just go to In the Cloud MSFT.
I was going
to
say InTheCloud.MSFT is, or In the Cloud MSFT is his Twitter handle.
Right.
And I'm sure they've advertised it there, so some fantastic stuff coming to work from them.
Yep, so we've got a couple of minutes left before we're going to be switching over to Simon May coming up and talking identity with Windows 10.
Some winders.
And so just to queue up where you can ask your questions. One of the ways you can do it, obviously, is using Twitter with the hashtag MSIgniteCH9. The other way is if you are actually at the channelline.msdn.com site, there is a form you can go to and fill out, you know, your name and the question that you have and sort of stuff. We got a couple of questions up there just from Gareth and from Zippy, which are just saying, hey, man, like, Gareth was asking, which announcements are you the most excited about? I think we kind of covered that one there.
Yeah.
Zippy V was asking, what should we be asking about for this one? You know, you don't have to ask us questions, but just get primed up for the Windows questions coming up afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely, and of course, all the questions as we continue on through this entire week of coverage, right here, anytime that we're live in between those sessions, get those questions queued up. Have you gone through the names? Have you mentioned who's coming to this stage over the course of this week?
Yeah, you did earlier today.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we've got Dustin and Sunil coming up next with Simon May talking about Windows and Windows Identity. We've got Woolsey coming up after that, after the Hot Room session at 2:45. At 4:30 to 4:45, we've got myself with Mark Rusinovich. Now, that one there is actually going to be live streamed inside the keynote room, too.
Yes.
And then we do that massive second keynote on solutions and research and R&D, which is absolutely awesome. But then throughout the rest of the week, we're going to have on Tuesday a whole bunch of different people that are going to be coming up. We're going to actually be kicking the shows off, but then I've got Corey Sanders.
8:45.
That's awesome.
8:45 every morning.
Yeah, 8:45 is like, have your morning coffee with Rick and Joey.
Yes.
As we talk about what's
because
coming
we up. Will be having our coffee.
Definitely.
Yes, that's Corey Sanders is awesome, and you know what's even better? Watching what happens when Corey Sanders is on this stage next to him.
I love it.
It's very, very fast. But then they're going to be doing like a live, Brad Anderson will be here as well, doing a live end zone with Simon May coming up on Tuesday as well. And then David Tesler is going to be talking to Taylor Brown, talking about containers. So containers. We're covering all the stuff.
You know what?
Are you a container guy? You're a dev guy.
I think like now in the sort of cloud-first, mobile-first world, the line between IT pro and dev needs to be blurred a lot more.
Yeah.
Because we need to know what each other are doing, right? Because now when it comes to testing, it's not just testing it works on my machine, but it needs to work on infrastructure.
Yep.
It needs to be tested there. I need to know about containerization and how that works on Windows. I need to know how to set up my own Azure on-prem stuff. And so I think more and more we need to stop forgetting about IT pro and dev. We need to start to be thinking about technology for the cloud and for mobile.
Now, I think I see Simon just getting ready to come up next. Get your questions queued up. We already told you how to be able to look after those ones there. Closing comments and thoughts, Mr. Snow.
What a fantastic early morning. It started with Satya, goes all the way through. Brad showing some surprising things at the end.
Yes.
I'm ready for the week. Let's get this week going.
Any closing thoughts?
I'm excited. Let's do this.
You know what? I am as well, and you're going to be staying tuned here for the next while until we have the hot rooms coming up next after Simon's interview. But Mr. May is coming up next talking about Windows. We'll see you back here momentarily.